a fact-finding mission led by the President of the Commission, Kadir Wedrago, and just come back from there, during which we talked to a variety of stakeholders in the process of trying to engender dialogue between the stakeholders, particularly the government and the rebels, where we can see how we can achieve a ceasefire. Subsequently, bring the two parties to the table to discuss the issue that is behind this rebellion and to find a common ground and to find a solution through dialogue. Because we believe that dialogue for us, just like we have done in other places where there have been crises in West Africa, we have tried to promote dialogue to encourage the parties to talk, because we believe that they can always find common ground and they can always be driven by patriotic instincts to discuss whatever the problems are and to arrive at a solution beyond the shooting and the killing, which is not helpful to the country, it's not helpful to West Africa, and it's not helpful to the agenda we're promoting of socioeconomic integration.
Ugo, how soon will the ECOWAS mediation team leave to go to Mali to try to encourage both sides to begin negotiations or talks to end this conflict?
Yeah, I think I should mention that what we're doing now is consistent with the spirit of the ECOWAS instrument regarding conflict prevention, resolution, and peacekeeping, which has room, which has latitude for us to encourage engagement of all the parties. We are still trying to articulate how this process is going to run. But I can assure you that now that we are fully engaged with it, I mean, if at the level of the President of the Commission leading the delegation, that will show you the seriousness with which we take it. We believe that very soon we are going to come out with some framework that will be acceptable to the parties and which will enable them to dialogue. We believe that this is possible, and that is why we're going on that track. And we see it as going to happen very soon, sooner than later. I don't want to put timelines on it, but I believe that we're already on track. And with the cooperation of the parties, we'll be able to get to that situation, to that level as quickly as possible, so that they can talk and they can discuss the issues and they can find common ground and they can get back to having a peaceful Mali that will contribute, I suspect, to the efforts at the regional level towards economic development.
Ugo, Mali will soon be holding its elections. Do you think ECOWAS's objective of ensuring peace is attainable in the run-up to the election?
If it was not attainable, we won't. I think the best approach won't be to take the position that this is an impossible situation. No. We have seen, we see the prospect of this dialogue working on the basis of this fact-finding mission. We can see some signs, we can see some hope that it's going to work. And we believe that it will work. And like I said, we believe that the signals we have gotten from the parties suggest to us that this is possible. So one should not be cynical about it. One should rather be hopeful that this is going to work with the cooperation of the two parties. And from the preliminary discussions we've had, there are signs that we are hopeful that this is going to work.
Some Malians have expressed concern that the ongoing conflict could somehow affect the upcoming elections. Will ECOWAS' objective aim to try to talk to both parties to tamp it down as people get ready to vote?
Yeah, we believe that as soon as both sides get, we'll get discussions underway. We're hopeful also that the elections will take place. There's nothing we have seen that would suggest to us to the contrary. Of course, been comments from the rebels that they are not amenable to this. But I believe that as soon as we get the dialogue underway, it should be possible for them to also accept that this constitutional requirement of elections at a particular frequency should also go ahead, believing that the process that is now in motion will lead to the resolution of the problem which is behind their reluctance to support an election. So we believe that election, we're hopeful that election will take place. And we are hopeful that the process that we are going to put in place with the cooperation of the parties will create an environment that is conducive for elections to be held all over the country, and which will preserve the territorial integrity of Mali. Indeed, in the statement that the president of the commission just issued, we are encouraging the rebels to avail themselves of the disposition of the government of Mali to dialogue, to stop the violence, because that is a prerequisite for dialogue. Stop the violence so that we can also stop the unnecessary bloodshed, the destruction of property, and displacement of thousands of people all over West Africa, in neighboring countries of Burkina Faso, Niger, in fact, cases as far as Mauritania. That, we think, is avoidable, because we think that it's only dialogue that can resolve this. And as long as the process of dialogue and the possibility of dialogue is found, I think we should avail ourselves of it and go that road, because that is the road that is more durable. That is the road that will protect the sanctity of the country. And that is the road, at the end of the day, that will leave Malians from wherever they are, whether in the north or in the south, to see themselves as Malians working for the protection and the defense of their country and working together to develop their country. Because we need the energies of all Malians to be able to do this. And we don't need to dissipate energy in unnecessary crisis, unnecessary bloodshed, unnecessary destruction of life and property. I think that I believe that the elections can take place, and I believe that the process that has been set with this fact-finding mission and the possibility that we can see, we are hopeful that this is going to happen. And we believe that there's a possibility that election will also take place.